This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your very fat and very annoying hosts, Stephen Henry. With me as always, Matt Williams. Yeah, I figured we start it, you know, strong. So as strong as it gets, we got Davey Wavy.
Slapping the bass!
God.
Yep. Well,
that's because I'm fat. So fat player, fat people, always fat player. Fat people always have to play the bass. That's like a rule.
Is
the,
it?
Or the drums.
Well, drums is more appropriate.
Like, you're not going to give a fat guy like a fucking ukulele.
It's always weird when you see a fat man as a front man.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like his job is to get the energy up, but like, clearly not.
Hey, you do enough coke. All right, Chris Farley could get energy going. So I think right. If you do enough coke, you can get energy up.
Ah!
Yeah, the only time you see a fat guy with a ukulele is if they're Hawaiian.
What was it? Oh, shit. I can't remember the band name anymore.
Yay.
Oh, well. Yeah, 90s punk band. Really, really popular.
NoFX?
No. More mainstream than that. I choose my friends over you. That one.
Newfound Glory?
That one. There you go. Yeah, I always remember their bass player because he was a fat dude that never wore a shirt. Mm-hmm. So he was always dancing around with his shirt off. He's like, I'm a fat bass player, yay.
Well, Pennywise, they had a fat guitar player.
Okay.
He looked like a trucker. That's why I liked him.
Right. Well, like
NoFX is a fat front man who also plays bass.
That's his name.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Fat Mike.
Fat Mike.
Fat Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, kicked the fan off stage, they got banned from touring.
Yeah, because he made a joke, God forbid.
Yeah, we already talked about it, but you know.
Made a yoke.
Better not be making jokes.
He's not really that.
This goddamn podcast.
He's got a mohawk and like a beer belly.
Yeah.
But he's like in his, you know, late 40s, so it looks weird.
Yeah.
It's like, you're still doing this, dude? Like.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I guess that's what they have to do when they need work and shit.
Yeah, no
Which
kidding.
Is always funny because, like, you see this, I don't know, like, it's like, it'd be like going to a Marilyn Manson concert now and he still does the shit he did when he was, like, in his, like, 20s.
Yeah, like wearing thongs and
stuff. Yeah, you're still doing this, dude?
It was like, so funny, like, what was it, last year when Marilyn Manson got clocked by those giant sculpted guns that fell on his stage?
Oh, yeah.
I just love it because it's like, oh, well, these things are dangerous and, you know, like, people shouldn't have them. And he just gets, like, clobbered by them.
Just gets crushed.
He got pistol whipped by his own pistols.
Yeah, no kidding. He's like, who loaded these?
Loaded them with ball bearings.
Yeah, they just rained ball bearings onto Marilyn Manson.
That would suck.
He's like, ah, performance art.
And then he goes right into Beautiful People. So it was like, he's like bleeding.
Like right as it bashes him in the head, Sweet Dreams takes on.
Somehow the audience could see the little birds like flying around his head like a cartoon. They're like, I think he's knocked out.
Just
the cartoon birds are tweeting.
Yeah.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Yeah. He just starts violently throwing it. Really, I think he has a concussion. They're like, no, this is great.
Yeah. Starts eating the vomit. No, because I read an article or something about
Looks back at the band. He's like, both you bassists are going to have to help me off the stage.
Well, where's Twiggy?
Yeah. No, I saw an article where
you and the three drummers. Yeah. He is concussed as fuck.
With Slipknot met Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I was like, are you talking about Slipknot? Because it sounds like Slipknot.
Yeah, no, when Slipknot met Marilyn Manson, Corey Taylor, I guess, to impress him, threw up in a cup and then drank it.
Ew.
In front of Marilyn Manson.
Ew.
To try to, I guess, like, I don't know, see how metal he was. Yeah. Marilyn Manson's like, that's
Notice
weird.
Notice me, senpai.
He's like, that's weird. And he just like, was like.
Marilyn's like, they would never do that at my church.
Yeah, because he's so smart.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Corey knew that or not, but he was just
right.
Like,
because Corey's not.
He is from Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Des Moines. Although that is, they say, the smartest
part of Iowa
city. No, like in the country.
What?
Des Moines, Iowa has like the highest like grades per like whatever volume of students.
Are they going to do that thing like from the Avengers where they're just going to rip out, you know, like Harvard and just move it over there?
to just like bring it to Des Moines. It's like, this is where all the smart people are.
No, but they leave there and go to Harvard.
Yeah, smart people can't travel.
They shouldn't have to.
I know.
We're going to come to the great city of Des Moines. Speaking of which, you know, it's funny. Nate Bargatze, I just saw, he was talking about that. He did a joke where he said that magic started in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, that's not true. But he's like, you'd believe it, though, right? Because, like, yeah. He's like, I said that joke in Des Moines. And they were like, oh, really? We're known for a lot of things. He's like, no, it's not true. But no, because I saw, I went and saw him at a show, and a fight broke out during his show.
Yeah. Over magic?
Yes. You know, it's so funny.
Bullshit, I sang the dove still in the hat.
He says, is that my card? And I said, yes, it is, you son of a bitch. Give it back.
Which is funny. Because I've seen so many like crazy comics at this venue or whatever, like with just the craziest audience members ever that get.
Why didn't you show me one marble? It'd be five. Fuck that.
Pull the rabbit out of the hat again one more time. Just pulls out a gun.
Say abracadabra. Say abracadabra.
But no, like the place. They always, like, they'll put on shows, and there'll be crazy people at these shows. Like, you'll just see people like, that guy's a school shooter, you know? Yeah. And in the audience. And now Nate's, like, one of the cleanest comics ever.
You know why you can tell that? It's because they don't have a coat room. Like, where are they supposed to put the trench coats?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The dusters.
But it's just funny. It's just funny that a fight broke out during one of the cleanest comedians working
right.
the circuit.
Right.
And it's all white people, of course, because you can't take us anywhere.
Right.
We're so fucking entitled.
Right.
So the one table, the woman was already bitching. Yeah. Yeah, let's break it down. Put on some violin music or something.
Yeah, put on some thrash metal while David tells the...
No, it'd have to be like Billy Joel. It wouldn't, because it's white people. We're not going to put thrash metal on. But anyway, so it's like people dressed to the nines, and they're already bitching to the staff, the one table.
Top hats, tails, everything.
Right. Oh, yeah, monocles are flying around, whimsical mustaches.
It's all cummerbunds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust fund.
The one guy got punched and broke his monocle.
He was like, I say.
Pocket watches were a strewn. I mean, it was horrible.
Caviar getting flung all over.
Oh, bully.
Dilly.
You made me spill my brandy.
King Louis the 13th is spilled.
So the one table is sitting next to the other table, and when I heard them bitching, they were bitching about how the table behind them got drinks before they did, blah, blah, blah. Well, during it, the one couple at the table that got the drinks first, she was pregnant, all right? And and I guess the other table was pissed about it, so this other, like, big, beefy,
how,
blonde
woman.
How
dare
woman,
she be?
No, well, no.
Because she was drinking while she was pregnant?
No.
She was a woman.
Yeah. No, it was.
That was her crime.
Yeah.
No, she was just mad. The big beefy blonde woman is at table one, and table two is a pregnant lady. Well, the big beefy blonde woman was pissed that table two got their drinks first.
Okay.
So the big beefy woman, I guess, spilled water on her on purpose. Like,
what?
Just kind of like dribbled water on her. So then the pregnant bitch is like, I'm not playing that shit.
Yeah.
You know? So she spilled water back on her, apparently. So then the women are fighting and the guys are just watching the
How
show.
How are you that close to. Well, yeah.
It's tight quarters in this club. So anyway, so then the blonde woman stands up and is like, bitch, and like throws like her drink in the face of the pregnant woman. Because she came over to where I was sitting, and she's just covered like in all this like sticky alcohol.
Gross.
While she's pregnant.
What the hell?
And she had a big giant water bottle with her because the club let her bring it in. She's like, I'm pregnant, and needs to stay hydrated, you know, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, so that happened. So when that happened, then the guys just start tussling. And I just hear drinks fucking flying, glasses breaking. The one dude got punched in the face.
Yeah.
At that point, how does the sound guy not put on some good fight music or something? Yeah.
When they just kept going.
He starts playing Raining Blood.
Or like Hear It for the Boys.
D12 fight music and shit.
As they're beating the shit out of each other. Hear It for the Boys. Let's get the boys. Just punching the shit out of each other. Yeah.
So Nate just keeps going. He's just like, all right. He just kind of stops. Like, all right, what's going on, guys? Come on, can we get a log? You know, like the cleanest comic. Like, he's like up there. Why do
come
I?
Come on, fellas.
He's like, why the fuck did I come to Tampa? Like, I know in his head, why would I come here? You know what I mean?
Right.
But It was just insane.
Our reputation precedes us.
Yeah. He was like, dude, the first show, he's only here Friday and Saturday. It was the first show he was here. He's like, I'm never coming back to the city again.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, that's... So, but then afterwards, like, so the woman, that, the pregnant lady sitting by me, and then they're escorting the blonde out for some reason, the entrance where she's sitting. Uh-huh. So then the blonde, like, runs over. Bitch, let's talk about how you spilled all that water onto me. So we're like, dude, get out, you know what I mean? So, like, the staff's trying to get her outside. She's like, I don't give a fuck that the show's going on. I'm like, of course you don't, because you're white and privileged and a female, and you have a vagina, and your voice means everything.
Right.
Because at that point, you've been wronged. So because you've been wrong, nothing matters. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, nothing else matters. It's like, you ever seen that clip of that woman in Philly that was getting arrested and she's all racist? And then she worked for, like, a fucking news station?
Oh, no.
It was outside of Helium in Philly.
Maybe.
And she's getting arrested, and she's and he was a Spanish guy, and she's just going off saying all this, using the N-word and shit. Yeah. Because she's, you know, like, oh, about do you know who I am?
She's using the N-word about a Latino.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she's white. She's
brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. That's the catch-all for someone not like me.
But the second show was great. I stayed for both.
Oh, yeah?
Great, yeah.
No fight? No rematch?
No, the late show was fine.
Didn't hear no bell.
Hey, ref.
Just taped up my hands and been rolling them in broken glass outside.
Yeah. Hey, Nate, I didn't hear no bell.
I just so felt so bad for him because he's such like a sweet guy, and I'm like, oh man, he's like, ugh.
It's the weirdest thing about clubs though. Like, people come in, they sit down, they don't get their drink within like 5 minutes, and they're like, I'm just gonna go out to the bar, and it's like, you can't wait. Like,
yeah,
I gotta get trashed. Like, there's no. Right.
And it was the early show. It started like 8 o'clock.
I know, that's the worst show for that because they like. When I worked at the...
I have to get drunk right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess because they just got off work, they came home, dressed to the nines, they get out, and they're ready to party.
Yeah, I worked at the club, they come in, and like immediately, they're like, I need drinks. And it's like, well, they don't count to your minimum. It's like, I still need drinks. And I'm like, what? Like, what is the rush?
Right. Yeah. And it's, yeah. So, yeah, that's crazy.
But it's, like, the only place that happens. Like, it never really even happens at bars. Like, some people just hang out at a bar for, like, 10, 15 minutes before ordering a drink. I've seen them. But, like, at a comedy club, they're like, I need to get drunk right now.
Yeah, I can't enjoy this without getting wasted.
Yeah.
I know, and that's the thing that always threw me off. It's like, that's why Friday night shows are the worst, I think, because everyone got off work, they're already tired, they want to cut loose, but you're at a comedy club. You're supposed to sit there and be quiet and just laugh.
Right.
You're not going to cut loose. Like, no one wants to hear your take on something, Brad.
Well, right. It's always fun because you can see where, like, the heckler is going to start because you just see, like, it's almost like watching an ant farm of, like, just the people delivering bucket after bucket to a table.
Right.
And you're like, ooh, it is going to escalate. That's Bud Light. I know what we're dealing with.
I didn't order Yingling.
God forbid it's Budweiser. He's going to not only yell and ruin the show.
Someone's going to lose some teeth.
He's going to beat his wife when he gets home, too, you know?
Oh, this can't wait.
Yeah. I go out in the parking lot, you just see the car shaking. He's in there just like Chris Brown and the shit out of her, you know what I mean?
But, I mean, good. It's like clockwork. You just watch one after another, and you're like, that's where the Ellen's coming from.
Oh, yeah. And they're always up front, too.
And then by, like, the time, like, the headliner's 5 minutes from finishing the show, it's almost over. This is why I wish there was, like, a clock on the wall for people to see how little more you have to put up with.
Right.
Just be like, if you could just be a good boy for like 5 more minutes.
We got five.
But like, I don't want to get thrown out. It's like your actions don't indicate that you don't want to get thrown out.
Yeah. It's like you can and will get thrown out by people much larger than you.
That's insane.
Because you're being an asshole. Like, yeah, that was but that's what I like. Okay. What I hear more is not heckling. I hear more is like the people getting too drunk and like just getting way too, I guess, getting way too energetic and into it. And it's like they can't stop themselves from being like, yes.
Well, I told you about
participating, like I'm helping.
Right. Yeah.
I told you about the guy at the Gilbert Gottfried show, right?
I don't remember.
For that. Yeah.
I don't remember.
You were there when that guy got
right up front. Yeah. It was like 3 minutes left too. Gilbert's like literally about to get off stage. Yeah,
he's doing like his street jokes and shit from like his little joke book or whatever. And just every joke when he finishes the punchline, it's like, ooh, and he's like putting his hand up and he's like really into it.
Very front table.
Yeah.
So everyone behind him just sees hands going up like a goddamn roller coaster. I'm like, what is this?
And so it's like one, then two, like the next woo is like, woo, and like even louder.
Yeah.
And he's like getting up from the chair a little bit. And like fucking, Gilbert's on his second to last joke. And then, like, he hits the punchline and goes, woo! And he stands up and he puts his hand right in Gilbert Gottfried's face for, like, a high five.
And Gilbert, like, I forgot that Gilbert Gottfried's, like, 70-something years old.
Yeah,
now.
He's fragile.
Like, yeah.
He's, like, 4 foot nothing, too.
Yeah.
Which is why it's really funny to have that joke about midgets. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Like, the manager just beelines it. It's like, you gotta go, man. You gotta go. And he's like, boy, what am I doing? It's like, dude, you know what you're doing. You gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time. Is that? I thought it was America. I thought I was having a good time. This is not America.
I'm sorry.
So, you know, yeah, but I remember because Gilbert, he had to jump up to get on the stool.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't just, like, fall back and sit down on it. He had to, like, kind of, like, get on his tippy toes and go there.
Yeah.
It was funny. I know. He's a sweet man. I got a photo with him. And it's like, I didn't know anything about his stand-up. I just wanted to see him because it's Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm like, that's Sidney Bernstein from Beverly Hills Cop 2.
That's Iago from Aladdin.
That's what's-his-face from Problem Child. Yeah.
I was thinking he's a principal, right?
Yeah. At the orphanage. I guess he's like the headmaster.
Nice.
Yeah, he is.
I'm looking at a headmaster right now.
Steven. No, he's looking at me. Why are you looking at me, Matt? I'm not a headmaster.
I know. Man likes to eat.
Head of lettuce master.
I'm a pupil.
Yeah, bet.
That's a fun word, pupil.
Pupil?
Yeah, so I started watching this show, too, on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good. It's free.
I'll brag about it.
It's called...
I'm doing
pretty well. I can afford, you know...
Amazon Prime.
I can afford $10 a month, you know.
Davey's over here just, like, you know, running emery boards over his fingers. Like, yeah, you know, it's no big deal.
$10 a month for Amazon Prime? Yeah, you know, yeah.
I'm doing quite well.
Want me to polish a monocle for you?
Yeah. No, I got lost in that fight.
The whole time, it was all you.
Yeah, I'm just fighting myself. Get this pocket watch out of me. Mm-hmm. It's like punching myself. I just hit my headphones. Ow.
This vest is suffocating me.
No, but the show is interesting.
These wingtips.
I finally let out a big, like, I finally, like, was holding my belly, and I finally let it out, and the vest button just went flying, hit someone else. And
took their eye clean out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just watch the fucking iris explode like a landmine.
Like a claymore hitter. Yeah. Ah, the war!
Has crazy flashbacks.
Yeah.
No, that's shooting about war.
It's my eye goo.
My goo. My precious goo.
The show. The show's called Man in the High Castle.
What?
It's the Nazi one, right?
Yeah, it's like if...
It's about our president.
Ah! Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of every episode, not my president.
No, it's set in the 60s, and it's like if...
That was the end of the board, right?
If the Germans won World War II.
Of course.
So, like, the U.S. is, like, split in half. Like, what half of it...
One can dream, huh?
Yeah, right. What do you mean if... So, like,
they played the long game.
Yeah.
People weren't counting on West Virginia.
The Mountaineers, boy.
West Virginia.
They're resourceful.
Nazi hammers.
They're like, you know what? We just keep making our own little armies, incest like away up here.
They're playing Wolfenstein 2, taking notes.
Oh, so if I have sex with that...
And only got Apple II.
No, it was the new Wolfenstein 2 where they win the war.
No, I said on the Apple II. Oh, I see what you're saying. Where they win. I thought you meant like they were taking notes on how to be a soldier from Wolfenstein.
Yeah, but like in the new one, it's like, man, the High Castle, the Nazis win the war.
Oh, okay, I haven't played it, yeah. I didn't know. But anyway, so like...
Shout out to the nerds.
So half the country is like owned by Japan, like the western half.
Yeah, and then like real
eastern
life.
Half, yeah, is owned by Germany, so it's pretty... Pretty sick. It's a good show. It's interesting.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like talk about a specific thing that happened in it.
Oh well, I mean, they're like moving these. There's a resistance, and then there's like a no man's land in the middle, or a neutral zone they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So the resistance is like Americans trying to get their country back, and they're like moving this film around. But when you watch the film, because it's in the 60s, you know, when you watch the film, it's all this shit that like. Shows like America winning the war.
Uh-huh.
So then, like the people who are moving the films are like, "Well, we gotta do this because this is what really happened." It's weird. I don't know what it's a. I don't know if it's like alternate universes or something, but I'm very intrigued. So you should watch it.
You know what would be great is if there was like some sort of crossover between dystopian shows, like if Handmaid's Tale like interwove with Man in the High Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Like if just at some point they just go to some part of America and it's just people in like red hoods and shit.
Mm-hmm. And then I haven't watched The Handmaid's Tale. Is that good?
Yeah.
It won a lot of awards, though, didn't it?
I mean, the message wins the awards.
Jews. Maybe that's why.
Yes. What?
Jews. I just assume it's Jews. Anytime something wins awards,
no, it's
Jews.
A woman. I think it's a woman thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, if you can just tell...
Jews are the women of religion.
Is that what you're saying, Matt? Yeah.
They've had a tough run of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except they get paid 30% more.
Yeah. I get it. What the hell? Handmaid's Dave.
Or Handmaid's Nazi.
It sounds like fun.
No, I wish a lot of those shows would have crossover. Like, eventually, like, you know, the Nazis are marching and there's just zombies and, like, you know, rednecks in Atlanta and shit.
Yeah. Or, like, how Breaking Bad, what's his face, turned into, like, dude from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people thought was going to happen, like, the season finale. They're like, yeah, and then he becomes Malcolm in the Middle's dad. He was on both shows. Yeah.
That's been great. Funny.
And it mixes, like, so you're saying, like, it mixes with Walking Dead and stuff like that?
Yeah. You know how they, like, in like, the 70s and the 80s, like, you know, shows like Wonder Years or, like, shows like,
Cheers and
Facts
Frasers.
Of Life or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, like, Facts of Life would have characters from other shows on at the time. Like, a character from, like, Small Wonder would come on or something.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah, when Futurama was on, like, The Simpsons.
Family Matters would do crossovers with Full House.
Right.
Like, if there's just that sort of crossover with dystopian fiction, that would just be so fucking great to me.
Right. Yeah.
It'd be like, they hate us because we're Jews. They hate us because we're women. We should hang out.
Form a super group.
Right. We're not so different, you and I.
And then the whole thing just pulls back and none of it's real. It's just people in a mental hospital.
Right, of course. It's all in the mind of autistic people. Well, yeah, that was a show, right?
What? That everything's in the mind of autistic people?
Oh, it was that, like, of an autistic kid.
Yeah,
like,
that was Mondamencia. Came on Comedy Central.
Right. Yeah, that was with Crank Anchors, right?
Yeah. Stole Dave Chappelle's audience from the Chappelle Show.
And then gave it back to Key and Peele.
Yeah, then gave it to Key and Peele, Amy Schumer, you know, all those sketch comedy shows.
I hated that. Yeah, Carlos Mencia went to Pensacola for a comedy thing, and it was like before they started this comedy show and after they ended the comedy show, they blared 15 minutes of Carlos Mencia, and I was like, do they not want him here, or do they not want to sell tickets? Because this is the most irritating thing I've ever seen, because like it was just him like screaming deet deet and like all of his hack jokes.
Was it like a dubstep beat behind it? Dee 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 boom.
I don't think
dubstep. I bet someone's made a song about that. That sounds good.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. It no, but he was in new like album.
Yeah. He was in like fucking Lakeland or something, wasn't he?
He does he did Winter Circle.
Yeah, Winter Circle. It's like, dude, you sold out Madison Square Garden like four nights in a row. And now you're doing fucking Winter Circle in Lakeland, Florida.
Right. Well,
him and Screech.
Yeah,
oof.
That's what happens when you steal jokes, people. Don't steal them.
Right. Yeah, was it Joe Rogan?
Screech
Rogan broke it out,
apparently.
Yeah, but, he did. He stabbed someone, yeah. He's got a sex tape out, too.
Ew.
Could you imagine
getting
stabbed by
Screech?
Yeah, but
he released it, like, on his own,
I'm sure. He's trying to get publicity.
And everybody was like, ew.
That would hurt so much more than the actual stabbing, is the fact that you were stabbed by Screech.
I think only...
I know, That's what
when you're in the hospital, it's like, who did this to you? I'd rather not say.
Shiftless homeless guy.
So he was unnamed? No, I know exactly who it is.
This guy named Antoine with dreads.
You know, he's like 5'8".
Screech again.
He's like 5'8" to 6'2", black guy, you know, shaved head.
Anytime it's 6'2", black dude with like features, it's always Screech.
And they're like, Jesus Christ. Is there going to be a dead baby at the end of this?
Well, I think people only watch the porno to see if like Mark Gosselaar would show up in it. Like women were like, is he going to show up? Is Zach going to somehow?
Yeah, everything just like freezes and Zach Morris shows
up. He just pops out of the closet, yeah.
Do you think people are hoping for that with the China sex tape? Like eventually, like Stone Cold would just come out of the back. Yeah. Just you'd hear the. Dun, 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 dun.
Let me get like a hell yeah. I'm gonna fuck you, hell yeah.
Gonna Stone Cold X-Pac and bang his chick.
Time to give you Austin's 3-inch 16. I don't know, I just assume that
that's the bottom line, because yeah. This dick's in you.
I mean, but why else would you watch
the bottom bitch?
Why else would you watch a porno with Screech in it, though? You know what I mean?
I just feel like that would just like for the novelty of it, just to say that. Yeah. Kind of like, yeah, the rainbow just to say suspenders. That you did. Yeah. Just be like, yeah, I did. Kind of like that lady that was just like, yeah, I banged CeCe DeVille. It's like, cool story.
Yeah.
Like, come back when you bang Gigi Allen.
Yeah.
That's going to make a great campfire story for the kids. You know?
Iggy Pop.
Just go dig them up.
Oh, Iggy Pop's dead?
No, Gigi Allen.
Okay, yeah. I was like, I thought one. Yeah, okay.
No, Iggy Pop's still around.
Yeah. I think he has a house in the Caymans because every once in a while, like, my friends would be like, we got to hang out with Iggy Pop.
He had a house on Pete and Pete.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you don't remember Iggy Pop was on Pete and Pete?
No.
Because he was the one Artie fucked with the one time. Like, Artie pushed his house 6 inches to the left or whatever. And, like, Iggy Pop came home, he's trying to open the door, and the, like, keyhole's, like, over to the side. This, like, whole day is fucked up. He goes to sit on the couch, and the couch is a little over.
I don't remember this episode.
That's, like, the most 90s stuff ever. Like, I can't imagine it's the writing room being like, all right, he pushes the house 6 inches over, yeah. And the other guy's like, oh, this is perfect.
Cold lunch!
Today we're getting Chinese for this banger.
Yeah.
Treating you gents to PF Chang.
Easily. Come on, dude. That's a great.
Okay, I got it. He goes to wash the dishes, and he tries to put the dish in the sink, and he drops it on the floor. Oh, my God, another masterpiece.
I feel like they did that with all the Pete and Pete shit. It's like, I don't know. He's at the beach with a metal detector, that's and he exactly finds a Vista Cruiser.
This is a Cutlass Supreme.
Someone just buried a car? Yeah, yeah. I guess. It's a kid's show.
That's believable.
Right.
And then they follow an ice cream man around the country.
All right. There's a phone in the middle of nowhere that's ringing.
He's trying to send Johnny Unitas football plays to aliens or something.
Dude, that's the best writing room ever to be in, though. You can just throw up. Hey, what if?
What if?
That's insane.
Yeah,
it just sounds like a bunch of exhausted men, like a bunch of just, people just coming down off of drugs,
no, just,
with their heads down, just going like, okay, how about this?
It's an entire room just full of koosh balls and like fucking felt mats they can just rub their hands on. They're just like rolling their faces off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. Like, his mom's got a metal plate in her head or something.
Right, yeah.
No, they just got a board. Right. Everyone writes a suggestion on the board, and then people throw like the sticky darts. And wherever right. It lands, they're like, all right, we can make this work.
Yeah. The meter reader is like almost kind of a pedophile, but not really. Yeah, Chris Elliott would do that. This yeah, shag carpet feels good under my fingers.
What are fingers anyway?
Well, the one guy that he's in music now.
But Iggy Pop, yeah, he's
no,
good,
he's been the done. Pete, been
one
doing
of the
music.
Beats, the redhead one.
Oh, they're both redheads.
Oh shit, the fatter one, Danny Timborelli. Danny Timborelli, yeah.
Oh, really?
He was just on another podcast I listened to, and they were talking to him Skanks. About it. Yeah, that was the one when the fight broke out. I think. Yeah.
What?
It was on Legion of Skanks podcast, like Danny Timborelli. Right. I guess he does music now. He's in
and
like
he fought
bands.
Somebody?
No, someone got mad because there was a Proud Boy there or some shit.
Yeah, an audience member stands up, grabs his mic, and just like, there's a guy with a Proud Boy hat on sitting over here. And then,
this white supremacist podcast.
Yeah, and he's like, what? And then like the guy's talking shit to Luis, so he gets up and is like, no, I'm not playing with this. This is why Steven doesn't want him in the house.
It was so funny when they were talking about it, too, like after the fact.
So, right, if I ever meet...
They were like,
I'm going to be like, Proud Boy.
Well, look, all right.
They were like, you know what
would be like, Luis Jacob is a Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
With two Jews.
No, well, yeah, he's a Puerto Rican with two white Jews on the podcast. But he views himself as a white guy.
Uh-huh.
But when like fights and shit happens, that's when he goes Puerto Rican.
Right.
So he just like chases him out of the bar and like just like gets in his face and was like about
to. How big
to...
is Luis J. Gomez?
He's pretty stout. Steven met him.
Or like how tall is he?
He's like 5'10", maybe.
He's just scrappy.
But he's just like, yeah, he's Puerto Rican, dude. Boy. They're all wiry.
Boy.
Yeah.
Do something, God forbid, Puerto Rican. Shout out to Big Chick.
Yeah. Yeah,
leg
but
lamb,
leg yeah. So anyway, Dane Timbrelli was on there, so
yeah,
that was funny.
I mean, Tambourine Alley.
I don't know how to say his name. Okay,
it is always funny when people do that shit.
Like tambourine.
Though.
Yeah,
when people will see like you know like oh this person's a white nationalist, it's like that person's Jewish.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like that Steve Miller joke?
No, it's all the time, because there was that one that David Bradley posted the other day, and it's like this Mexican Jewish lady was doing a white power symbol. Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, I was pretty sure she was just sitting there.
But it's like,
oh, yeah,
so,
that photo of her. Like, I was like, isn't that like asshole symbol that,
yeah.
that people do? Because that's what I think that is.
Yeah.
But even
like,
so, like,
if you just like trick people into seeing it.
Yeah. But even then, but even if it is a Proud Boy guy sitting there, it's like, well, this is a podcast. Like, they do a show, and then people come to watch the show. Were they not supposed to let them in because they're fans of them?
Well, like, that's the thing, though. Like, are you responsible for your fans? Like, that's what it always comes down to.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Oh, it was kind
Jordan
of like,
Peterson gets that all the time. They're like, why is there white supremacy people supporting you? He's like, I don't know. Why don't you talk to them? Like, why are you asking me?
Yeah, it was Michael Jordan. Like, someone was like, yeah, somebody stabbed somebody to get your new pair of shoes. What are your comments? He goes, not my fucking problem.
Yeah.
That's literally
exactly.
what he said.
Yeah, it's not. It has nothing to do with them.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, my shoes. I didn't give
them. Dude,
I
would kill to have my fans fucking fight each other. Are you kidding me?
That's so you want me to kill Steven?
No.
So David wants fights at his show.
I want.
David's going to set
just
up.
Just walking in with like broken glass bottles and like brass knuckles.
All the tables in the club are going to be pushed up against the wall. David's like, there's the pit, bitches.
That's right. That's what I want. I want to kill so hard.
Sitting in the pits.
That's my dream, is to kill so hard that a fucking like a mosh pit breaks out. Or like a riot.
Right.
And I don't know why. And just tables are flipping.
You guys will probably see there's some bottles and oily rags. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Molotov cocktails, 3-for-1.
We're all adults here. Ravenous, murderous, crazy adults. Welcome to David Wayne's Purge.
Yeah, man. It's like a fight club. But you do know about it. At a comedy club.
Right.
Pick up your clown mask and your baseball bat with barbed wire around it.
Yeah, your Slipknot clown mask.
These people like at the bar like, 2x4 with nails in it? Who ordered that? Is that you? I got an order for John. 2x4 with nails in it.
Get your trench knife here. Trench knife.
Yeah, that's like Cotton Candy Man walking around like selling like fucking prison. Got brass knuckles.
Prison shank. I've got a sharpened toothbrush, yeah.
He's like, $18 for a trench knife. Look, you stab a motherfucker with this, the wound will not heal.
It pretty much starts in. Yeah. It turns into just like it's not a comedy show. It's just me sitting on stage watching people fight in the audience. Is what it turns into.
It is covered with chimp feces. You think that's cheap?
Listen, it's a soldering iron that I turn into a knife and cauterize it so you can just keep stabbing them and they won't bleed out.
Oh, that'd be so great.
It's a nail gun with those galvanized nails. You put them in, they will not come out.
Yeah, you just have a moment in your show called Nail Party.
The bookers are like, dude, we're never getting him back here. He's never coming back to this club.
Just throw down the tarp like this, like Gallagher.
David Wayne. Come out and see David Wayne's one and done tour. He's never going to be back to this venue.
It's just ICP blaring in the background.
Say what you will, but I killed tonight.
That guy and that guy. That one.
At the end, I'm standing up. There's like 5 people left. And I'm just like, we all killed it tonight, guys.
They're like, gang.
You guys are the real, real, real murderers.
David right? closes on, beware of water, for you will become addicted to it.
My album is just like, my album turns into that fucking, God damn it, I can't think of his name.
Just full Mad Max.
What's that guy's name? Oh, my album turns into a Tom, like my comedy album's like a Tom Waits album where it's just like all sounds. You ever heard that album by Tom Waits? It's just all like grinders and shit, like machine shop sounds. I'm like, that's my comedy album. Just, that's all you hear in the
people,
audience.
Just people getting sawed in half.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy brought a horse.
Davey Wavy's The Day the Audience Died.
You ain't got nothing on me, Dice. How many people died at your show?
Here's my syringe slingshot.
Nobody wants to follow.
You're just still a feature.
No, he's hosting.
Yeah, that's the one I left for the show.
It's a real tight 10 minutes.
Once that buzzer goes off, though. Or once you get the light, then you gotta get off stage, and everyone has to go back to normal.
Yeah, your light is red.
Yeah.
They just start playing the Kill Bill music, like when she loses her mind.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Coming on stage, it's like...
You didn't think it'd be that easy, did you?
And now for my closer, a Black Mamba.
Just throw out a wild snake. In a dark room, you throw out a Black Mamba. What a comedy show, man. You have to sign an NDA, like, not NDA, but you have to sign a waiver before you go in. They're like, what is this for? I've never been to a comedy show. Where you, just trust me, you need to sign this if you want to go.
Like, listen, 30 people died, but that shit was hilarious.
You're gonna want to go down to the. You want to go down to the main room. You'll walk through those bulkheads. That's supposed to be a double door.
It was.
It will pressurize, and you'll be in there for the duration of the event.
Oh yeah, don't try to open it. It will electrocute you.
Oh, what a comedy show! Let's do it, guys. I'm down. We'll sell it as a pay-per-view. We're going to make a movie out of it or something, you know.
Right.
I don't get why people don't listen.
Oh, yeah. How come we only have 3,000 downloads?
Yeah, I know. Oh, man.
We're doing great.
Shout out to Matt Carter. Shout out to John Jacobs.
Everybody that listens. We appreciate it.
Exactly.
All right, where do we go from...
come to our murder
comedy
show.
Comedy death match. Yeah.
Yeah, comedy death match.
That's one way to keep your fan base.
Yeah, maybe we could actually bring back celebrity death match where we get actual celebrities to fight each other.
Celebrity Dave match.
Yeah.
I'm like the ring guy.
Right.
Or something, I don't know.
Yeah, good. Well, that was... Bill, did I talk about the Logan Paul KSI fight?
I think you did.
Not on here.
Did we talk? Not on here.
No, I don't think you did.
No.
Yeah. Like, that's...
What is KSI? Is he a Twitch streamer or something?
Yeah. Well,
no, he's another YouTube guy.
Yeah, but
he's black, though.
He's a comedian as well, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they had some sort of... he had some sort of beef with Logan Paul, and they're like...
Logan Paul's a big, like, if you don't know, he's like a YouTube...
Blogger?
Yeah, vlogger.
He's
like
the one who went to the Suicide
vlog.
Forest, right?
Yeah.
Right. Just like, oh,
he showed a dead
guy.
Body. Yeah, he was showing them, and he didn't know that they were really dead, he said, or some shit. I don't know.
How would you not?
Well, he's an idiot.
Welcome to the Suicide Forest.
These mannequins smell like shit.
He's pretty much like...
stinky.
If you look at a picture of him, like... I don't know what white privilege is, but when I look at a picture of him, I'm like, I can kind of see what white privilege
he's
is.
What, like, Hitler.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
He's
like,
a white privilege magic guy.
Yeah, he's just that. He's like
just
the,
relax
he's
your
the
eyes.
Symbol. Yeah. He's like the prince of, you know, he's just a symbol now of white privilege.
If you relax your eyes while looking at Logan Paul, you see a can of Axe body spray.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. And bod. Remember the bod?
Oh, God.
I want your bod.
Yeah. That's nice him.
Bod. I like the bod one that comes in the spray bottle, right. Like it's Windex.
Right. Oh, yeah. And it's shaped like a body. It's like yeah. Upper torso of a man. Like, do you feel the pecs on this fucking bod bottle?
Yeah, I want to put my hands around it.
Yeah, to explain it to every girl who comes over. It's like, no, I'm straight. Yeah, I have a man's torso in my shower. But
yeah. That's how it always is. Like, the more straighter there are, there's always, like, more homophobic, like, little clues. But no, I'm fucking straight. I'll fuck you right now. Yeah. You sure? And the ass? Oh, you do want the ass, don't you? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, this anime ain't gay.
I'll fuck you. I'll fuck you so hard. Just let me bend over. You put that strap on.
Yeah. Now you fuck me because I'm that top so straight.
Yeah.
I won't even like it.
I won't even flinch. Watch it. I'm not going to tense up or anything. You get in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I only push back on reflex because I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I'm like a buffalo. I run towards the storm.
Put your ear to the ground. Hear the fucking dildo coming.
Now, that's what buffaloes do. They run into the storm. Like most animals, like go away from it when the storm's coming. They run through it just
I've seen Twister.
Well,
I mean, cows do that.
No, they just stand there. They don't know what's going on. But anyway, all right, so Logan Paul had to fight someone?
Yeah.
Had to.
Right. But like...
was it on YouTube? Was it like a YouTube thing?
So it was... So here's the funny thing. Like, they're trying to make a bunch of money off of it. So they had like 800,000 subscribers to it for like $10 a pop or whatever. But they had over 1 million people stream it. So they ended up losing like a couple $1 million off of this whole thing, but it was just really funny to show. It was like basically,
wait, how do you lose money? They were getting money, right?
They were getting some money, but for the entire event, and like, oh, they had a
they paid more than they took in, is what you're saying,
right? Yeah, and they had Mike Buffer. They had the
Bruce Buffer or Mike Buffer, the guy that does the boxing thing.
Yeah,
yeah, you pay him like $1 million or
yeah. Apparently, it's like $3 million for him to say, "Let's get ready to."
Don't say it. Matt didn't say it.
No, not like that.
Oh, yeah, as long as you don't say it like him, I guess, yeah.
Right, let's get ready to crumble or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like right off the bat, you're like, well, that's $3 million.
What if you do it for the sake of parody?
No, dude. Satire. That's one of those guys.
What if I hired Weird Al to do Michael Buffer's line?
It's satire. Dude, how much do you think they paid him to be in Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot.
$3 million.
Did he even say it in there?
Maybe.
Maybe it was at the hacky sack match with Kevin James and John McEnroe.
Of course they were in it.
Yeah. They're at the hacky sack. You ever seen Don't Mess with the
Zohan? Yeah. I just haven't seen it in a while. Like Henry Winkler in the limousine.
Yeah. Disco, 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 good. Disco. When they're disco, at the hacky disco, sack. Good, and then they're all like dancing and shit. It's so funny.
Right. Dude. They score one. They're like, no, it's disco time. Yay.
Yeah. Disco, disco.
And they all love Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that was. Yeah, but no, that was fun to watch because it was just like the two biggest stars on the YouTube channel just like beating the shit out of each other, and I was like, that just shows how irresponsible YouTube is.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, let's watch these two guys give each other brain damage.
Have you seen? Yeah, have you seen the videos that are on YouTube that people can get away with?
Yeah,
there's like fucking pedophile videos on there that people have. I mean, they're not actually. It's like parents who will film their kids doing like really obscure things, like phallic shaped popsicles. I'm being dead serious. Like, you can watch people film, oh, look at little Jamie, and she's sucking on a popsicle at, like, age 4.
Yeah.
And they upload that, and it's got, like, millions of views. Who the fuck do you think is watching that?
Yeah.
Pedophiles are watching them eat a phallic-shaped hot dog.
Right.
And then jerking off to this.
Ew.
And the parents have to know, dude. And YouTube's like, sure, we can put that on there. Or, like, there's a woman that, like, breastfeeds on there and her tits just hanging out. But she does it because it's, like, a woman, like, being powerful. Uh-huh. Millions of views.
Right.
Yeah. They talked about this on Legion of Skanks. It was crazy, dude.
Ah,
she gives birth on there, like a live birth. Ew. You see the vagina, the baby come out in the tub. On YouTube.
Yeah.
But because it's a woman and it's, like, powerful.
Ew, they should have
dude, it's ridiculous what they get away with there.
Right. Kind of like just showing like...
So, two guys boxing, beating the shit out of each other, that seems pretty standard on YouTube. Like, that's like the basic. That's how you just get in.
Yeah, right, I'm just saying violence like, that's is so much more acceptable than pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Same thing.
Both are inherently violent.
Vaginas convulsate. It's like it's trying to get you.
Those angry beavers.
Yeah. Nice fur burger coming at you. They bite back.
Oh, with buck teeth?
Yeah, YouTube is like, it's fucking, it's like there's no rules.
Right.
It's like Wild West on there.
It's like Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah, just right. No, but they do, like, I'm telling you, you can go down a rabbit hole YouTube. You'll see some of the craziest shit on there, man.
It's just got one rule at the top list. Don't be Alex Jones.
That's what I was about to say. Did you guys see he got banned from Twitter?
Finally.
And they shut down his website. Like, do you think that's okay, though?
He's like, tell me what terms I violated. Don't be Alex Jones.
That's number one.
He touched Mark Rubio, and Mark Rubio went all bananas on him.
Oh, shit.
Really? Little Not really. He just, like, tapped him, and Mark's like, don't touch me. And he's like, oh, I just kind of patted it nicely. Oh, Alex Jones, I just patted you nicely. I can't do him. But, right. Like, Mark Rubio's like, no. He's like, what are you going to... You gonna call the authorities on me? And he's like, "No, I'm gonna handle it myself." He's like, "Oh, you're gonna beat me up? Is that what you said?" He's like, "I didn't say that. Like, just Alex Jones being Alex Jones."
Right.
Go like.
But after that incident, they shut down his website, InfoWars, and then they like banned him on Twitter.
Yeah,
which I don't think is right. I don't know.
I would have just loved Marco Rubio to go like full Bill Burr, like, "I'll put you through this fucking wall."
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, just go full Frank Murphy.
Yeah,
Mr. Family.
Yeah. Right through this fucking... I would take you to a wall store.
There's no walls, Dad. We're outside. Then I'll build a wall, and I'll put you fucking through it.
So yeah. Yeah. The kind of dad where you go home, wait for him to leave, then he'd come back out of your room.
Yeah. His dad's pulling in the front driveway. You're walking out the back door like, right. I'm leaving.
Right.
I don't know. I don't like that they do that.
Yeah.
That they get rid of... people like, who say stupid shit on the internet, because, like, I don't know. I kind of like my spot. Like, yeah. I don't want to lose this.
Right. Well, Alex, I was like...
That's what I'm saying. It's scary, because if, you know, I mean, I guess he says...
Well, he's such a lunatic. I was like, it's not, like, none of this is... I was like, how do you not realize that? He's a fucking lunatic. Like, how do you follow anything that he has to say?
I mean, there are people
Matt,
that
have
do.
Have you seen our current government?
Or everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's just been like, it's kind of funny where he's like, turning frogs gay. I was like, there's always that one phrase that somebody says where you're like, oh.
Tide goes in, tide goes out. Can't explain that.
Yeah, you're crazy. Exactly, yeah. Like, it clicks with you like, oh, okay, you're batshit crazy.
Right. Then you could just kind of like, oh, for the novelty of it, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, but, like it's the Bill O'Reilly thing. I'm like, oh, he didn't take fourth grade science.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how tides work.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, yeah, idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Is like, yeah, he may be spewing hate or going against whatever, but it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know. It's still freedom of speech, and you start infringing on what people are allowed to say on Twitter and what they're not.
Well, but the thing
that
is...
That comes down to...
I just don't know what he said to her, like, if he was trying to incite violence against people or anything. So that's the only thing that I could think of. If he's trying to mobilize people to hurt other people, then you're like, eh.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a little like, eh. But other than that, like, he's like, no, he's just crazy.
Well, they're like a modern-day cult, all the people that follow them, I would say.
Right, like that modern echo chamber type thing?
The thing is,
he says the same thing that I say. I hate this guy, so gay.
The thing is...
Buy his supplements.
People say it's not a freedom of speech thing, though, because it's not the government. Because, like, people don't understand
how to... Yeah, it's a privatized company.
To open a dictionary and look at the definition of censorship and see that nowhere in it does it say government.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, they also changed the definition of racism and everything else, so why not?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I get that Twitter's a company and they can do what they want because they're, you know, it's a business, and if you violate their terms. But still, I don't know, man. It's scary to me. It's like a slippery slope.
Well, it's a problem for the reason that if they're picking winners, then they're responsible for what's on their platform, which is what Mark Zuckerberg was facing when he was at, like, the Capitol.
Yeah,
because
when everybody found out he was a lizard person,
yeah,
he was ghostly white. I mean, it was like I had a good tweet that actually got a lot of response.
Blend in with the people.
He was all white and like sweaty and pale and clammy looking, and yeah. I was like, the minute you're Mark Zuckerberg and you find out you're a ghost, he had this facial expression. I was like, yeah, 25 likes. So it was like a big thing.
For the dead eyed look.
Yeah, it was creepy looking. Yeah.
We don't just have data. I am data.
Yeah. Right. So he looked like data from fucking
Beam Star Trek. Me up.
Right.
But yeah, like the problem is, so if they don't censor people for their opinions, and it is censorship, even though it's not the government. Sorry, ignorant people. But like, if they do censor people, then they're responsible for the other shit people say. So like, if you had someone who was, like, radical left who was basically saying, like, yeah, just kill business people or whatever, it's like, well, now you're responsible for that because, like, you're curating the content.
Yeah.
So once you draw
like
the line...
Like, anti-capitalist, like, socialist-type people or whatever, they're like, yeah, fuck businesses and...
Yeah, or like if they were like, oh, all these people, you know, are these gun nuts, I hope they get shots. Like, well, now you're responsible for that. Like, you're responsible for that.
If you say it, like, seriously, I mean, if you're joking, but that's the thing is, like, they could always say I was joking, but it's like, no, dude, you've been singing this song for a while now.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing, though, is, like, do you want to be responsible for all the loony shit that goes on your platform, especially something as big as Twitter or Facebook?
Yeah.
So are you saying that we should ban Catcher in the Rye?
Absolutely.
Okay, got it.
Ban it. Burn them. Burn the books.
And don't listen to Kiss backwards or any of that.
Right.
Yeah.
I can barely listen to them forward.
Come on. Four Jewish guys from New York, how could you not like them?
They can lick my love gun.
Yeah.
Love gun.
That's a good song. But no, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Love,
it's like the Kaepernick ad, huh? I love that. Everybody's burning their Nikes and shit. I'm like, what are you doing?
I haven't seen anybody burn their
Nikes. I've seen a few videos, and it's just stupid. I'm like, I saw one, some guy put tape over the Nike sign and wrote Reebok. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Does it really affect you that much? First of all, we all know that Nikes are made off like slave labor in China.
Yeah, never had a problem with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Totally. They make the shoes for $5, pay the kid 5 cents, and sell it for $500.
Right.
These Jordans. That's fine.
Here's my hot take.
That's just a capitalist doing smart business.
Here's my hot take. How the fuck do you get to be a spokesman for athletic wear when you're not actually on any team playing the fucking game? Like, well, when you're not playing the sport.
But I don't give a shit.
Like...
Yeah, I didn't realize they're like, the last time he took a knee was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you gotta, I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird to be the spokesman for a product, for a sport you don't play anymore.
What the fuck does Peyton Manning have to do with Citizen watches, but he sells them?
Yeah,
or not Peyton, Eli Manning does those commercials.
Yeah,
like
he does
Derek
Papa
Jeter
John's
and
too.
Stuff. And Peyton Manning does Papa John's. What does throwing a football have to do with pizza? You know what I mean?
It doesn't have anything to do with it, but the point is, like...
Because it's racist.
It's
racist pie.
It's weird to have a non-athlete sponsored by an athletics company.
Yeah.
When, like, everyone else who's getting sponsored... Like, I feel like that's the problem I have with
it. Well, it's all a marketing thing.
Yeah. No, but, like, I don't give a shit about his stance or whatever. I don't give a shit about, like, people having an
objection
to it.
Why are you so serious right now? Why did you guys get so serious?
No, what...
No,
what,
we're just switching it up.
Yeah, you guys are getting so serious.
We had the
why comment. Is everyone so uptight?
Yeah.
No, the problem I have with it, it's just, why? Like, why? I feel like it's taking away from athletes that could have been
the face of it. Yeah.
Oh, the new guy?
There's a new guy, I mean, right? They already have, like, LeBron and people like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it could have been like some guy who just got like a first round draft pick. I don't know about sports.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, no, right. They did it.
So why are you talking, Steven?
No, they obviously did it for the political.
Yeah, see, what I like is someone that's clearly not an athlete talking about an athlete.
Talking about a non-athlete with an athletic shoe.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No, but they just did it for the reason that they did. No, but the memes are fucking hilarious, though.
Yeah,
I love the memes.
Well, some of them are good.
Yeah, I made the one of what's his face, Robert Downey Jr. as from Tropic Thunder.
Right, I'm just a dude playing a dude.
Yeah,
yeah,
because he looked a lot like him.
Right,
that's what creeped me out. Like the it's like a really close up shot of his face, and as soon as I saw that, I'm like, is that Robert Downey Jr. from fucking Tropic Thunder?
Right,
and then it hit me. I was like, oh, it's Colin Kaepernick.
My favorite was the Stevie Wonder one. That was just like random ASDG, characters.
Right. Yes. Yeah, like, so there's like two or three Michael J. Fox ones where it's like all scrambled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Those are the ones I've seen people like not on board with.
The Bernie Sanders one's retarded. The Hillary Clinton one's retarded.
Oh, yeah. No politics.
Like, here's my hot take.
Yeah. I'm like, what is.
But you know what I found out, though? The whole kneeling thing was actually an old veteran told him he should start doing that.
Yeah, it was like a Green Beret.
I just found that out.
Oh, you did.
I didn't know that was the whole thing.
Yeah, because originally he was like sitting down or something like
that. Yeah, he was sitting, and then
the Green Beret was like, hey, if you...
He wrote him a letter.
Yeah. He's like, hey, if you want to get your point across and be more respectful, I guess?
Yeah, you should kneel.
Yeah, and he's like, okay.
And then everyone went all bananas.
Like, good idea.
I just thought it was funny.
I just can't imagine it affecting someone that much. Like,
that's what I mean. That's what I wanted to joke about, the hypocrisy of it all. It's like you're going to burn shoes that you bought because you're again. It's the same thing with burning jerseys.
They're going to just wake up in a cold sweat one night. They're kneeling during the anthem.
Right.
Something must be done.
That's why I love the Dave Chappelle special where he talks about that. He's like, who would have known that it over 400 years of this shit, all it took was to have a couple black people kneel to fuck up white people. He's like, what is he doing? No! Get up! Get off that! He's like, that's a brittle spirit. It's so funny, dude.
I think they should, like, if anybody wants to kneel, they should have, like, you could have an option to have, like, on one of your thighs, just have a list of the stuff that you're protesting for.
Mm.
So you can just, like, see that, and then on the other side, like, for their knee, just have, like, a patch or something like that.
No, just...
Same way if you want to do it, and you're like, oh, okay, that's why he's kneeling.
Just double down. Is there about to kneel, just, like, throw out one of those Muslim prayer rugs?
Oh, yeah, just really good.
AK-47.
Start doing this downward baby or whatever it's called.
It's like he's not even facing the flag. It's like, yeah, because Mecca's that away.
And then they gave him shit about his socks with, like, pigs on it as cops. And it's like, dude, that's been a stereotype for years.
Yeah,
look at the cop. The cop on Simpsons. The cop on Simpsons looks like a pig for a reason. Yeah. That's why.
Chief Wiggum.
Yeah, Chief Wiggum.
Chief Pigum.
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, Chief Wiggum, P-I-G.
Can't wait to be like my dad someday.
Better start eating. Start eating.
Oh, where did I start? We're off the Simpsons and these two are...
He's fine. I taught him to play the spoons.
Anyway. I don't know. I thought the hypocrisy of it all, it's hilarious to me that people are so involved that they're upset about
it. I believe in nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when somebody finally put the Big Lebowski, of like, man, who cares, man? I was like,
yeah, like, that was a good one. Dude.
I might have hearted that one.
It's like, just your opinion, man.
People need to get the fuck over themselves.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is we're too comfortable. We don't have much. There's no wars going on, you know, so they have to make up shit to be mad at.
No, there are wars going on.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Nobody cares about the wars.
There's no wars being talked about.
There's been one going on since 2001.
Are we still in a war with that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like the longest one ever.
Yeah, they just sent 4,000 troops last year to Afghanistan.
Sweet.
And that week was one of the weeks where they're like, hey, man, football man be kneeling. I'm like, we just sent more troops to die for no reason.
Yeah. Boots on the ground.
Yeah, I hate that term. They always say, we could get boots on the ground. Ugh. We have drones. What are we paying billions of dollars in military shit if we can't just push a button and have it do it for us?
What's in the boots? That's what counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. That's good. I like that.
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm coming or going. I tell you what, boy.
I just think life's too short to be hung up on dumb shit, and that's why we do comedy.
Well, I mean, that's the entirety.
Yeah, because comedy's the dumbest thing to do.
Yeah.
No one should do comedy.
No. God, no. Stop.
Especially us.
Mm-mm.
Well, me. I can talk for me.
I'll start one day.
One of these days, I'll start writing.
It'll happen.
Down. Oh, yeah, you're hosting Flying Boat tonight, right?
I am hosting Flying Boat tonight.
Flying Bumbleclot.
Which will be 3 days after, 3 days before this podcast comes out.
Sweet.
So if you guys got DeLorean, come check me. Or a payphone booth.
Yep.
Yeah. Or if you're the chick from Outlander.
Outlander! Outlander?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I've never seen that one.
A show on Stars where this girl time travels. Or if you got a TARDIS.
Right.
What's
another one?
If you got one of those boats from the Philadelphia experiment, you can come visit me.
Is Seven Monkeys one?
I don't know.
Oh, nobody does, huh?
If you are Ashton Kutcher and you have some, like, brain hemorrhage that can magically transport you across time.
If you're Donnie Darko.
If you find Superman, have him fly and the world spin it backwards. Because that changes time, apparently. Just to reverse the rotation. It wouldn't just, you know, kill everybody instantly. No.
It would be great if he just, like, flung people off the earth, spinning it backwards like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Everybody just walks backwards. Just do everything backwards. That was the thought of it. But the whole thing is like, no, that's not
going to
work.
Well, you could Rick and Morty it and just go to the timeline where that's going on.
Yeah.
Wait, Star Trek, is that another one where they go through it?
Yeah, Star Trek has time travel.
Okay.
Go to the Bermuda Triangle.
No, Star Trek, they went back to, like, the 20s or something. They go to, like, some speakeasy and they gamble.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, a whole episode. They based the Nintendo game off of it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the Donkey NES Kong? Game. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, where these monkeys go into this
they
country.
They gamble with a gorilla. They had to jump these barrels to rescue a woman.
With the real jump, man.
Yeah, that's a good gamble.
Right.
Yeah.
So bet you can win. You can win a lot of Kong coins on that.
Right. You guys have anything else you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
I never come in with anything offhand. Because I just wanted to hear the people fighting at Nate Bargatze.
And then ultimately David's show.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, like, I think if you had that show in Tijuana, like, people would show up.
What? For the Davey Wavy bar brawl fight?
Yeah. Instead of a donkey show, it's a Davey show? Like, do we want to see a woman get fucked by a donkey? Or we can watch the audience kill each other?
How do we watch the audience? Well, you got to be in the audience.
Right.
So, like, it's like Running of the Bulls, but instead it's Running of the Davies. I don't know.
The show is sponsored by BetDSI.
Yeah, that's right. We need to get some sponsors.
A Big Ben's?
Yeah. No, it's Pilot G2's. God damn you, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah. Why are you settling for Bix?
Oh, God.
Everyone settles for Bix.
Everyone hates Bix. Bix is the worst fucking pens to ever do stand-up comedy in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you see those Bix pens on stage, it's more like a marker because he's not skinny like a pen.
Every time.
Fat marker.
Yeah, the fat marker that makes everybody nauseous.
Yeah, Bix marker that if you smell them, it's going to drop you insane.
I hate every joke I've ever written with some Bix. Like, Bix just, like, they can't write jokes good.
No. They don't produce any good material.
Right. The pen itself will try to convince you that it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll tell you, no, man, just keep at it.
Yeah.
It kind of writes itself. It'll tell you suggestions on what you should do.
Right, exactly.
All while wearing a cast. It's fucking weird, these Bix pens.
Yeah, I'm like, it doesn't help me write. No.
It'll always like put itself right by the exit, so you have to go by it.
Yeah. So. And the worst thing about Bix is they say on them, they say they don't even want to work in clubs.
Like, these jokes aren't going to get you into clubs. These jokes are for kava rooms.
Right, they won't get you.
Bar shows, bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Laundromats.
Yeah. Standing outside banks yelling at people.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, I hate Bix pens. They just don't. They don't write good.
I know.
they only write in white. It's weird, man.
Yeah, but they're Jewish.
Yeah,
and they'll tell you like three times in every set.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like every joke I write with Bix, like when I have to deliver a Bix joke, like I feel like I got to nod my head.
Right.
Like the whole time, like. Like a sea turtle eating lettuce or something.
Right, they're the worst pens. This is inside baseball at this point. The people that listen, that live around here, will get it.
I love that dog.
Yeah, there's a, yeah. So we've got Piper in the studio, and she's being extra cuddly. This is the most cuddles she's ever given me.
Oh, she's excited.
She's all up on that dick.
All up on that Dave.
She's like, that smells... yummy.
It smells like another doggy.
Sounds like a hussy.
It smells like a blind dog.
A little hussy.
Yeah, they're...
Dude, I love the new videos.
Check it out for the
The Chick-fil-A one was great. Like, you didn't even see it coming. I was like, ah, you dirty dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I was telling John, I was like, I love the idea of just like, you know...
micro skits?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Well, I told him about the sketch I came up with. I was like, I want to do like a... like kind of like, you know how he made the movie about A Day in the Life of the Comedian? Mm-hmm. I want to do like a documentary style like that, but it's like A Day in the Life of a Podcaster.
Ooh.
And have it be me. So it's like, yeah, as you can tell, I'm in top physical form. I've been training my whole life for this.
I would just think it's somebody with a gun in their mouth.
Yeah. It's a picture of me like curling a microphone. You know what I mean? Right. Just something stupid. I don't know.
Just someone refreshing their download page, just hoping.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. I certainly don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that at all. I check it, you know.
Yeah.
I never check it once on the hour, every hour. Why would I do that?
Just the whole time, just like, nope, no validation, no validation, no validation.
What else would I do at work?
Work? Ugh. Ugh.
Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. Just over and over.
I got this fucking in-service day tomorrow I got to go to.
Ew.
So it's like we're closing. We're not at work, but I still have to go somewhere. And it's like in not near my, like normally it takes me like 15 minutes to get to work. Uh-huh. And I got to drive like an hour.
Ew.
Yeah, to go to some school, like auditorium.
With wordy books?
No, to just like do an insert. It's about like team building and all that stuff.
Oh, even better.
I'm like, can we go and do like a ayahuasca trip or something? Like, can we do something way better than this?
You guys are going to have that giant parachute on the ground you'll have to lift up a side of?
Oh, yeah. No one can drop it because it wouldn't be a teamwork. We have to hold each other up and trust falls and shit like that.
Yeah.
Ropes course.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I should just love those. On a Monday, mind you.
Tina's stuck in the ropes again. I can't get out. My fishnets are caught in the ropes.
Why are you wearing fishnets?
I didn't think this through.
You knew we were doing a ropes course. Why don't you wear flip-flops?
Yeah, we get to go to watch a baseball game this week. We get to go watch the Rays.
So it's way better than what I'm doing.
It'll be just us.
Oh, yeah. What time is it going to be? Like 3?
1:10.
Even better. On like a Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Are you guys allowed to drink beer? You guys allowed to get beers there?
I don't know.
Because you're on work clock, so I didn't know.
Well, it's not really a work thing. I mean, it is a work thing, but it's not... I don't know. Working stuff is so weird because, like, when you do, like, expenses and stuff, they're like, oh, you can't expense that if, you can't expense alcohol. But, like, if your manager buys the alcohol, they can buy you alcohol for the business meeting. I'm like, this just seems like rules for the sake of rules. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, they do that, like, my mom used to work at a company in Atlanta and they had a booth and at, like, Phillips Arena, like, a suite. And they would just bring, like high, you know, people that they're trying to get to sponsor with them.
They bring high people?
No, like high up people, like really? CEOs and shit, and they wine and dine them.
Hey, man, this NASCAR is pretty cool.
Phillips Arena? Come on, Steven.
What's Phillips Arena?
It's like where the basketball and hockey and stuff used to be. Now it's just basketball, and they do concerts there.
Like, hey, man. Yeah.
Is there a concert going on? No. It'd be cool if there was.
It's a really cool beat they got going with that ball. Boom, boom, boom.
Pulls out his own drum. Yeah. I want to join in this drum circle.
Your mom's like, so if you look at the figure, boom, boom, boom.
You're like, who? Now, what fucking company is this guy with?
You
know? Yeah.
You ever notice the score goes up by 2 or 3?
But weird, in the end, right? We're all winners, I think, you know.
But he gets ones on a free throw. I think those should be free. It should be zero.
But everybody appreciates it.
Mm.
I brought my Dallas Spurs poncho.
Dallas Spurs?
San Antonio Spurs.
I know.
Boom, boom, boom.
Seattle 49ers.
He's traveling. It's fucking up my groove.
Can't walk the walk like that, man. They're going to blow a whistle on you. This is when Jacobs is falling asleep.
Right.
Not about now. He's like, oh, these motherfuckers. You have dreams about basketball.
Yeah. There hasn't been anything.
The Washington Wizards.
Funny for like 10 minutes.
Called me for double dribbling on these tacos. Boom, 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 boom.
And these organic soft shells. But yeah.
It's supposed to be a business meeting.
Yeah, I know. Like, what the fuck is happening? But, like, they're trying to get them to, like, you know, sponsor with their website.
Just pulling their beanbag chairs into the fucking skybox.
God. I know.
Beanbags and djembes.
I brought this lava lamp.
Incense going. Other sweets like, what the fuck's going on at that one? It's just all old white people.
Just hearing like keyboards from the doors playing, just dancing with their titties out.
It's always, you know, it's always like the clean cut guys named Tom Jackson.
Riders on the Storm.
They're always Tom Jackson or Tom Smith or, you know,
yeah.
Lenny.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Right, David Wayne's.
No. Khakis, boat shoes, polo shirt.
High as fuck.
Yeah.
Right. Proud Boys.
Yep, Proud Boys. Proud Boys hat.
Does it just say Proud Boy on it?
It's like a little symbol.
Yeah.
It's Gavin McGinnis's crew or whatever. And like,
about how you have to save your precious semen.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, I honestly think it's just the whole group.
It's a meme.
It's just a joke, yeah.
It's just a dumb meme.
He's like, I'm going to make a group that pushes back to the far left about how we're taking, you know, because they're all like whites and stuff.
Going
to
make a weird group of incels.
So, yeah. So it's just proud white dudes that, you know, silver spoons and shit.
Well, don't jack it.
Like, I'm a man.
But see, the thing is, it's not the rich people. Uh-huh. Like the actual Silver Spoon rich kids, because they're too busy, you know, doing that shit.
Do you know about
date
that?
Raping and what? Stuff?
Do you know about that on Reddit? Like playing off Proud Boys, the NoFap subreddit.
No, what is this?
You guys aren't that deep on the internet.
Nah.
No, but I'd like to. I love it when you dabble in it and come back to tell us the tales.
NoFap.
Sit a spell.
NoFap zone.
You'll know some where there's originals on
the
table.
NoFap zone.
So like no splash zone, so yeah. No fab zone.
No, it's just an entire subreddit of guys who have sworn off masturbating and just like
that sounds awful.
They're chronicling their situation. They're like, I saw a boob today. I wanted to jack it so bad.
Was it like a whole boob?
And everyone's like, stay strong, brother.
So it's like a fucking AA meeting for people that jerk off.
Yeah.
Is it coffee?
No, it's a subreddit.
I know, it's a joke.
So you just you're online just being sad with each
and
other.
All of it's fucking feels bullshit. Good, none of those guys. There's probably like at least, there's probably like 10 dudes out of 10,000 that actually take it serious. And the rest of them are just all fucking high school kids.
Right.
You know that Metzger joke, right? The thing of like, do you know what would happen to a man if he never masturbated in his entire life? Me neither. That experiment's never been tried.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, because they,
I think Isaac Newton was the last one to try, and he's fucking dead.
Yeah, well, he was a Mormon, so like the like that's what his
you'd
brothers
be the one,
told
Kurt.
Him. Yeah, we thought you'd be the one that would actually try this. He's like, no, I'm gonna do that shit. No, when you have stuff like that, that's how you get like school shooters and shit.
100%. You got to shoot something. At least let it be a load.
So let that be a lesson, ladies.
Let's end on that moral lesson.
Let us shoot.
If you're in school and you think that there's a kid that's like going to do some crazy shit, just give him a blowjob. All right? Just
send him titty pics.
You'll save everyone. Yeah, titty pics.
It wouldn't even take that.
I don't want to degrade yourself. Yeah, just like show interest in them. Flirt with them for a few years until you make it through this high school.
Hell, even.
And then never talk to them again.
Even send them some links on YouPorn, some carefully curated porn from the Smack It Off, too.
Yeah. Right. That almost looks like you.
Be like, just please don't kill us.
Right.
That sounds horrible.
Please but. Don't do it.
No, we have to keep our penises in check. All right, guys.
Penis, check.
Penises, check. It's not their fault that they dress slutty, constantly flirt with us, get drunk, touch a feely at a bar, or, heaven forbid, like a house party.
Are you still
after
talking
school.
About Proud Boys?
Yeah.
The Proud Boys getting drunk and feely?
Yeah. No, the women. They got their boobs out, their makeup's on. They're peacocking
their
us.
Their makeups?
Their makeups.
All the makeups.
All the makeups. Mac, fucking Kmart, Drew Barrymore's line, all that shit, dude.
Right.
They peacock us. And then, you know, rub on you, get all touchy-feely, get loosey-goosey with the wine in them and shit.
Be like, oh,
and then
man.
We go to the bedroom, and then we start sucking our dicks, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. No, Karen, you don't get to change your mind at this point. You've already bought the ticket. You're on the train. You're going to fucking Detroit.
All right?
No,
my God.
Horrible. I know. Well, I'm just joking.
I know.
The guy just throws a yearbook at her feet, and he's like, "They're all their blood's on your hands."
Look what you did.
Yeah.
Look at all those hopes and dreams you crushed because you wouldn't let me crush.
Yeah. Well, no. Hopefully,
you wouldn't let me fap.
Hopefully, she does that to like the you know the linebacker on the football team because he's gonna take out all his aggression.
On
that
field.
Football game, he's going to beat the shit. We're going to beat Bayside this year. She's technically like a booster. You know what I mean? She's getting them all riled up for the game.
He's not going to just like tackle the dude. He's going to like pick him up by the legs and just like backbreaker him on the field.
Yeah, that's
like
what
fucking
I mean.
Bane.
Yeah. Coach pulls her aside like, look, Don't you go fucking him before the game, all right? I want you to cock tease the shit out of this guy. All right, you're my secret weapon here. All right, Karen, go in there. Get them all.
Red 52,
up.
Red 52, blue balls 58.
Runs out. Just like clotheslines the quarterback. Like there's no tackling. Power bombs him.
It's just power.
It's like Waterboy. Like Waterboy never got laid. That's why he was so good at football. Adam
just,
Sandler.
Just runs up and runs past the guy and just RKOs him into the dirt.
Gets up, does a "you can't see me."
Johnson. Is that regulation?
Just a big puddle in the front of his jersey.
Just uppercuts the dude.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Just like face masks him into the ground.
His head comes out like a fucking Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Spinal.
That guy's going to go all state. He's going to be all American, that guy.
They're doing the post game recap. It's like, so how do you think you did today? Like, what do you think? Why'd you bring it? Just want to come.
We got to go right now.
I got something to take care of.
Why do they have a female interview?
What perfume you wearing, man? What perfume is that? God damn, it smells good.
It's just like fucking, just like adjusting his cock the whole interview.
That's what athletes do to get prepared for a football game. I'm
toxic man.
Toxic man would have been all American, all state, all pro. He would have gone first round draft pick.
If you just put him in.
Yeah.
Would have won state.
Put him in, then take him out. Can't do this.
We can only put him in once. Yeah. He's like, that's what I'm saying. I just need to put it in once.
Just let me back in.
Please. Just let me finish the game. I got to finish. I have to finish.
He just tackles the quarterback and lays on him. Yeah. All right, so on time for the next one. He's like, one second.
Starts dry humping him and shit like
that. Can't let me in the end zone. Kick me out before I dance.
You're like, what are you
son
doing?
Son of a bitch.
Toxic man. Why are you dry humping the quarterback? His eyes were so pretty and blue, all right?
He's just grunting against the tackling dummy. Just fucking it down the field.
Okay. The weight coach has to grab him by the collar. He's like, go, go. He's like, I'm trying.
I'm going to drill a hole in this tackling dummy bitch.
The stuffing is so hard, but it feels so good.
He's signing for Alabama. He just has the pencil in his hand. He's just like, rock him, fucking cat. There you go.
That's what they do with football players. It's true. That's why they had so many like date rape allegations and shit. Like Jameis Winston and all these guys.
Right.
Or no, was it Ben Roethlisberger?
I was bad.
Yeah.
Ben bad in the bathroom.
So you guys got it in the plug?
That guy does. Later. Toxic man is a shit ton to plug.
He's like he's like Spike from Little Giants. Yeah.
See the ball coming at me. It kind of looks like one of those Madonna titties.
Those cones.
I play the football. I get the fuck.
Catch the ball with my mouth like one of the Madonna titties. Take it through the face guard.
Oh, we're going
you
there.
We'll give the ball back.
All right, so guys, be sure to tune in next week when we do another apology episode.
Toxic man. Oh, why do we do this? Anyway,
so that's fun.
What was it? 21st is the big top.
Big top
in Sarasota. Then 23rd, I think I have the what we call it.
Parish
Iberian.
Oh yeah.
No, the parish. My parish show is
Pirish.
In October.
Oh, okay.
Rocktober.
Oh, it's probably 25th because 23rd would be Sunday.
Yeah,
25th. 25th, go see Maddie at Iberian.
Ooh.
I will be at McCurdy's open mic today, the 12th.
fuck.
Yeah, open mic. I'm promoting it because it's McCurdy's and yeah. Yay. 21st also with Maddie at Big Top Brewing.
Mm.
25th at some place called Pirate and Bunny or Bunny and Pirate in Cortez, Florida.
Oh, nice.
May or may not be a strip club.
It's definitely not.
It's Bunny 100%. And Pirate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What you got, DW?
I got nothing.
All right. That's all the time we got.
I'll be playing football Toxic for the rest of my life.
Playing football till I'm cool.
That's right.
Foot for the nut.
I'll catch, no release. I'm the backwards of Piss Mountain.
All right. Bye, people.